Before we get started with our conversation today, I want to share a snippet of a conversation between Naomi and I. This dialogue was had after a meltdown she had the other week, and y'all, I just pray that I handled it well. So take a listen and, of course, sip on your coffee in the meantime. Welcome to Confessions of a Striding Mom, the podcast. For the mom juggling many hats along with striding in God's purpose for her life, Confessions of a Striding Mom is the most authentic online space where real women share their stories of motherhood, healing, and God's grace. So get comfy, grab you some coffee, of course, and let's chat.
Come here. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. Do you honestly believe that I, your mother, that I don't love you? Do you honestly believe that? Use your words.
No.
No? So why would you say that?
Just thought you said that
song. No, I said that I feel like you don't love and appreciate me, because here lately it's been about all what I can get from mommy. I took you out to go shopping yesterday, and in the midst of us shopping, you're like, okay, where's my surprise? I said, Naomi, this is your surprise. I surprised you with shopping. You said, I thought it was gonna be a fun surprise. That broke my heart, because I'm like, I've been working really hard to make sure that you get things that you need. You've been doing excellent in school. You have straight A's.
But you all of this. Have a 49. And you always have a 90.
A 90 is really good. Just because you don't get 100s all the time, all that matters is that you try your best. You could get an 85. You can get an 82. But if you say, Mommy, I tried my best, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. You don't have to get 100s all the time. That doesn't make you less smart at all. You're very smart. You're very intelligent. You're seriously genius level. For real. Like a scientist. Genius. But I want you to know that I love you. And I know that you're older now. I'm older now. And the dynamic of our relationship has changed. You're not a little baby anymore. You'll always be my baby. But you're not my little baby anymore. You don't run up to me, Mommy. You don't do that anymore. You've been a little moody here lately. Watch out. You've been a little moody here lately. You'll walk in the house from school and walk right past me. Hi. How was your day at school? Good. That's it. But you have to love and appreciate people. You have to do that, especially your parents. You love and appreciate them always. You don't snatch that from her. Do you understand what I'm saying? You said, well, you hug and kiss Kendall all the time. She gets all your kisses and hugs, and I don't get any kisses and hugs. That's not true. And I'm sorry that you feel that way. But when I come to you and I'm trying to hug on you and kiss on you and cuddle with you and play with you, what do you say? ew, get off of me. You're getting on my nerves. Stop. It's too much. You stink. Ew, you don't want me on you. So I make sure that I love on you before you go to school. I love on you when you come home from school. I love on you when it's bedtime. But you don't like when I'm all on you. You don't like when I'm smothering you. You don't like it anymore. You used to. You don't like it anymore. But now you see me and Kendall kissing and hugging and cuddling. And now you're starting to miss it, huh? Hmm? Ain't nothing wrong with that. But there's a difference between missing your mommy and saying that I don't love you anymore. Because that's not true. You think that I don't miss your hugs and kisses and cuddles and stuff? I do. But I would never say that, oh, Naomi doesn't love me anymore. It may feel that way because the dynamic of our relationship has changed. But I know that you love me. I know that. And you know that I love you. But let's try this. Look at me. Let's try this. If you know that, man, I really do miss my mommy's hugs and kisses. Let's try this. How about you run up and hug me and kiss me? And you tell me. You tell me. You use your words and you tell me, Mommy, I miss you. Can we spend some time together? Because if we don't do that, look at me. If we don't do that, we'll hold those feelings on in the inside. We'll hold on to them. And then that can turn into anger. That can turn into bitterness. So we can use our words and say, Naomi, I can come to you and say, Naomi, I really miss spending time with you. Let's go to Sweet Frog today. How would that make you feel? Sit up. How would that make you feel? I say, Naomi, I miss spending time with you, girlfriend. Let's go to a restaurant today. Let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings. How would that make you feel? Happy. If you come to me and say, Mommy, I miss spending time with you. Can we have a movie night tonight? How you think that would make me feel? Come on, speak up. That would make me what?
It'll make you surprised.
I'd be surprised. I say, what? You miss me? You want to have a movie night with me? Just me and you. We'll make sure Kendall's asleep. It'll just be me and you.
We want to have a movie today.
You want to have a movie night today? Well, check this out. We got to go pick up our Christmas tree. We gotta pick up the Christmas tree. Stop.
Some ornaments? Some ornaments?
We already have the ornaments and stuff, but we gotta pick up the Christmas tree. And then later on, you girls are going over Papa's house.
Papa's house of Mr. Bo.
Mm-hmm. But when Mommy and Daddy gets back tonight, we're gonna pick you guys up from Papa's house. Maybe. I'm not making any promises because I may be tired. We could have a movie night tonight, maybe, with popcorn and ice cream. Or we could do it tomorrow night after our pictures, our family pictures. What you think?
You want to do it today because...
I know, but by the time we get home, it's going to be late. So I think it'll be... We'll have more time.
Because everybody's going
to
be asleep.
Yeah, I think we'll have more time tomorrow to actually pick out a movie, watch a movie. If we need to go to the store, get some stuff to make some banana splits, we could do that. You know, we'll have more time. So let's do it tomorrow. We got a date tomorrow. And you better come. You better come to my date. I'm taking you out on a date. Okay.
We closed.
What's closed?
The gate.
It's not going to be closed. Make sure it's open. They're going to open it for me. I'm going to say, let me up in here. Me and Naomi here. We ready to eat, honey. They're going to say, oh, come on in. Okay? Mm-hmm. I love you.
It's all my fault.
What's your fault? What are you talking about? I don't understand what you're saying. I need you to speak up and use your big girl voice because you're whining. Use your big girl voice. What? Look up. Look at me. What are you trying to say? Stop. Use your words. Clear. Let's go.
I'm trying to say that I say and when she gave me hugs and kisses, that's why it's my fault.
It's your fault because I don't give you hugs and kisses?
No, because I say ew.
Well, but why do you say ew? I think you say ill, but you really like it. You say ill, but you like when I give you hugs and kisses and smother you, don't you? You like it. But you say ill to try to make me laugh, be funny. Huh? Yeah. If you tell, listen, I want you to know, if I'm ever on you or I'm kissing you, hugging you, loving on you, and you tell me to get off of you, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen. Okay? And that goes for anybody. If anybody's messing with you or whatever and you say stop or get off of me, they better listen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I'm ever playing with you or whatever and we having a good time and you say, okay, mommy, I don't want to play anymore, I'm done, then you done. Then I'm done. You know what I mean? But if you want my hugs and kisses, listen, you're my daughter. But if you really don't want me to mess with you and you reading a book or you playing with your toy or whatever and you busy and you just like, mommy, I'm doing something right now, then I'm going to leave you alone. That's called respect. You know what I'm saying? But if you ever want hugs and kisses, run up to me and hug me and kiss me and tell me, mommy, I miss you. Mommy, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for taking me out today. Thank you for my new outfits and, you know, thank you. I love spending time with you. That's how you build relationship. You be honest with people. You know what I'm saying? I'm honest with you, Naomi. I need some time. You made me very upset. I need time. I need some alone time right now. Don't I say that?
Yeah.
And what do you say? Okay, mommy. Yeah, that's what you say. Usually. Okay. The kiss it monster is loading. Uh-oh. Kendall, stop me. Uh-oh. Ew, that's a booger. I love you, girlfriend. I love you.
Love you too.
I can't hear you. What you say?
I love you too.
Oh, hold on. Say that one more time.
I love you too.
I love you too. What?
I love you too because I love you.
You love me too. What's my name?
Mommy.
Mommy. Mama.
Mama.
Ah, mama. 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 Dada.
Oh, wow. The very first episode of 2022. That's a tongue twister a little bit. I gotta get used to saying that. Hi, y'all.
It's been a while, you already know. But listen, I'm here, you're here. We made it through 2021. And listen, it's a new year, and I'm just excited about our conversations that I have planned for us this freaking year, okay? This episode today is about gentle parenting and just my journey with it thus far. And listen, it's hard as hell, okay? Uncensored, hard as hell. So check this out. Gentle parenting has been super challenging, to say the least, simply because I'm learning this new way of parenting with my own self. Does that make sense? I can sometimes be my own worst critic, and I realized that I was displaying this toward Naomi. Naomi's my 7-year-old, okay? So right now, we're learning how, even though you have a mind of your own and express yourself freely, I am not your girlfriend. You and I are not equal, okay? Yes, I love spending time with Naomi, don't get me wrong, child, but mommy also loves being alone too. Or how about this one? When you see mommy and daddy talking alone, that isn't your opportunity to chime in to grown folks' business. Now, I sound real old school because my mama used to tell me the same thing. When you see grown folks in a room, you go upstairs, you go in another room, you play with your toys, or you go outside and run around, honey. So now, just a quick backstory for the new striding moms here. Hey, after Naomi's dad and I divorced, it was just Naomi and I for about, I say, 3 years. And I can admit that I overcompensated in a lot of areas due to her dad's absence. Fast forward a bit, and the dynamic has changed drastically, and I can understand how this may come as a challenge for her. You know, children articulate in various ways, but now that we are stable and this new dynamic is rooted, we're learning how to communicate our emotions, our feelings, our frustrations, our fears. Again, Naomi is 7, but mentally she's very advanced, you know, and that's a full-time job in itself, juggling her curiosity while mothering an infant and shit, my damn self. As a mother of 2, I chose, and I'm choosing daily, to do this mothering thing differently, meaning doing my own work for me first so that I have the capacity to show up as a mature, gentle parent. And that journey, I honestly believe that journey begins with me. And if it's not working, it's because I've neglected me. I've been short-tempered, I've been snappy, I've been exhausted, worn out, and trying to gentle parent my kids, it doesn't add up. It doesn't work. I'm gonna be honest, it just, 1 and 1 equals 2, and it's just not equaling up. Like, it just doesn't make any sense at all, girl. So, again, this year, along with many other things, ask yourself, 1, am I gentle with myself? 2, gentle parenting for me looks like what? And 3, during this journey, I want my kids or my child to know what? I'm curious to know your feedback, your responses, because gentle parenting, it looks different for everyone. And I haven't seen, maybe y'all can, you know, slide in my DMs and point me in the right direction, but I haven't seen those mothers who document their journey in the beginning stages of learning how to gentle parent. It seems like everyone on IG and Facebook, aka Meta, just has it down pat. And I was struggling to really show up and document my own personal journey with gentle parenting because y'all, every day just doesn't look the same. I'm a mother, just a hard-working, do-what-the-hell-I-have-to-do type woman. And sometimes I lose my temper. Sometimes I cuss.
And sometimes I have my own meltdowns where I need to go in the bathroom, or I need to go in the shower, and I need to cry, or I need to step out, or I need to just buy me a bottle of Henny, put the kids down a little early, you know what I'm saying? And get my drink on, okay? And we're going to try this again tomorrow. I haven't seen that, you know, show up on the internet, but your girl is here, so I'm definitely going to keep you all posted on just this journey, this behind the scenes of gentle parenting, because again, the shit is hard, and I look at it like an onion. Like, gentle parenting has so many different layers, and every day is not going to be the same. Sometimes you're going to bump your head, you're not going to get it right, but you and I know for a fact, we're determined to mother this next generation differently than the way we grew up, okay? Because my mother doesn't know anything about no damn gentle parenting. Girl, go sit your ass down, okay? That was that. So, tag us in your responses on IG at StridingMomPod, and that's P-O-D. Okay, we look forward to sharing them and inspiring other striding moms in their journey. Also, join us next week, Sunday at 9:30 a.m. EST, as we discuss. Y'all really thought I was going to spill the beans on next week's episode. Just make sure that you have your coffee in hand. It's going to be so good, so juicy. I actually have a lot of things planned for us. This podcast, I really want to take this podcast to the next level. So I know, just with my passion, my drive, God, and my support system, like, we can do this. So be sure to connect with us, me, the podcast, on the socials. Right now we are strictly on IG, so be sure to connect with us again at Striding Mom Pod. I cannot wait to get your feedback on just gentle parenting. If you need me to go over the three questions that I mentioned earlier before this whole closeout, I'm gonna go ahead and run through those again, because I really, really want you to ask yourself these questions, write them down, and just be honest, okay? So number one is, am I gentle with myself? Number two, gentle parenting for me looks like what? And number three, during this journey, I want my kids to know what? Those three questions are so freaking powerful. I cannot wait again to get your feedback and to connect with you on Instagram. And be sure to join me next week, 9:30 EST. Y'all be safe. Happy fucking New Year. That felt so good to say. Happy New Year, Mom, and I love you, and be safe.